96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you in the mood for Christmas? It's only 2 days away, after all. And, you know, when we talk about the sights and sounds of this season, we often hear about family getaways, holiday eats, and perhaps most of all, the hustle and bustle of shopping crowds looking for the best deal. You hear more about that than you do the birth of Jesus and the biblical events leading up to why Christians celebrate Christmas. Should we take materialism out of Christmas? Well, that's the question we're asking guests tonight. Reverend Dr. Jonathan Weaver, pastor of the Greater Mount Nebo AME Church in Bowie, Maryland, and Bishop Dr. Shirley Holloway, senior pastor of the Word and Worship Centers here in the D.C. Metro. And we're also asking you, the listeners. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Bishop Holloway, Reverend Weaver, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let me start, ladies, first. Bishop Holloway, what'd you get me for Christmas? Because you know that's what everybody asks. They ask. And
yes, they do.
So did you get me anything at all? Did you think about me?
I'm bringing it. Well, next time I come down to the studio, I'll have it with me.
Mm-hmm. and same question. You know, Reverend Weaver, don't you often get asked by friends and loved ones, folks that are close to you, what did you get me for Christmas?
Oh, sure. I get asked that all the time because that is sort of the tradition under which we operate here in America.
Mm-hmm. So what do you tell them? Do you celebrate the gift giving as well as the faith-based reason for Christmas? Is there a balance for you? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that for me, there is no question that there is an overemphasis with respect to gift giving and just all of the materialism that is attached to Christmas. I'm certainly not averse to receiving a gift nor giving them, but I do think that there is indeed too much emphasis placed on the gifts under a tree, and to a large extent, yes, even within the Christian community, not enough time is spent really remembering what the season is all about and putting it into the proper context of why Jesus came into this world, not only to save us from our sins, but to give us a wonderful, wonderful example of what humanity ought to be about in terms of our characteristics and our attributes.
Bishop Holloway, for you, when you think about Christmas, you know, as a member of the clergy, as a, you know, a woman of faith, but also as a person who, you know, had children, you know, you raised children, you talked about Santa Claus and all of those things. How did you provide balance for your family?
Wow, this is an excellent topic. First, let me say that, Hal. Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm.
WHUR again, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. I think the gift giving needs to remain. The materialism needs to stop. And they're two different things. They're absolutely two different things. A person can give you a gift and not go bankrupt. They can give you a gift and not have to go and borrow money. So we as a people, be it Christian or not, our respect for money and the handling of money needs to change. We're the only culture that money leaves out of its community the minute it's made. Other cultures, they spend within their community. So I have a problem with our spending habits, period. But now when you take that and you put that with Christmas, The most appalling thing that I saw was the fighting and the lines for the Jordan sneakers. And I couldn't understand where they got, I need to buy 300 pair of sneakers for my kid as a Christmas present, having anything to do with showing love.
Well, where does this come from? Where do you suppose this comes from? It almost seems ritualistic, the Black Friday, Blue Thursday after Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday. And again, and help me out here, as a, you know, as a Christian person, Christmas is a Christian holiday, and yet one would see so many people now that are celebrating it as an economic holiday, as an opportunity to buy, as an opportunity to shop and to give. Is it losing its original meaning for people who are diehard Christians?
Can I say excellent, that quite excellent. Frankly...
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Reverend Weaver.
Yeah, we've been bombarded by the media. There is no question that every single day when you turn on the television, or with all due respect to WHUR, the radio, that the advertisers are just flooding us with information. You've already articulated some of them. It used to be that Black Friday was the beginning of shopping for Christmas, and now it's a week or maybe a week and a half prior to that. And we get so enticed by that which we read, what we hear over the airways, and quite frankly, I see this as being somewhat similar to what has happened with the Dr. Martin Luther King commemoration, because it ought to have been clearly to honor a great man, but now you have so many merchandisers, retailers, that are offering these so-called fantastic sales, and people are running out of the stores to buy items, and yet we really should have been remembering what Dr. King was all about. And so we've got this overwhelming commercialism now that is flooding up what the real purpose is for this season.
I need to take a break. When we come back,
sure,
we're going to go to the phone lines. I want to dig a little bit deeper into this.
Yes.
You know, how do you move materialism out of Christmas? Maybe not completely out, but how do you provide that faith balance and still deal with the economic piece? Because this is America, and I don't think that you will be able to make those changes. We'll talk about that in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, should we take materialism out of Christmas? That's the question I'm asking my guests, Reverend Dr. Jonathan Weaver, pastor of the Greater Mount Nebo AME Church in Bowie, Maryland, and Bishop Dr. Shirley Holloway, senior pastor of the Word and Worship Centers here in the D.C. Metro. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines. Daryl calling from Washington, D.C. Quickly, Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes. My name is Daryl, and I think that Chris, first of all, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl.
I think that the holidays, maybe the materialistic side of the of Christmas is kind of getting a little bit out of hand. But I think when you think about it, I think all of us should stay basically the same, because that's from man's point of view. But from God's point of view, you know, he did send his son, and his son was a gift to the world. So I saw a movie that was called The Littlest Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, the Littlest Angel had a gift that he thought wasn't good enough to give to Christ. But he went up and God, the Father in the movie, said, well, hey, man, this gift is really nice, you know?
Well, Daryl, thank you. I appreciate your input. And he does make an interesting point, you know, very, very quickly about, the gift giving. Bishop, can you tell me real quick, where does that come from? You know, I've always heard, that this is, as a result of, the three wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's how this kind of expanded into modern times. Am I on point there?
Absolutely. Mark, St. Matthew, the first chapter, talked about it in the 10th and 11th verse. It talked about how Herod sent the wise men, and it was supposed to be a trap. But because of the glory that came with the birth of Christ, the wise men looked in their treasure bag and they left presents for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember that Joseph and Mary were in a manger.
Right.
So this was completely out of context for the Savior, which was what Herod was trying to destroy, was the Messiah. He told him, he said, tell me where he is and I'll come and worship him too. But because of the dream that the wise men had, they would not disclose where he was. Now, that's the same thing that's happened now. That's what we're talking about now. They tried to destroy the coming of Christ, and now they're trying to destroy the existence of Christ.
I see.
It's the same tactic just 2,000 years later.
Well, let me grab Judy real quick from Germantown. Judy, what's on your mind quickly? Judy, go right ahead.
Yes. I'm just saying that the fact that the question is put out there,
mm-hmm.
how can you take the commercialism and the marketing out of Christmas and the celebration of Christ when so much of it is prevalent within the church? It's very difficult.
Uh-oh.
You have many people that's the thing that they're always hearing about, bringing these specific gifts this time of the year, when many times the people that come to church, those Christmas, Mother's Day, Easter people, that's the one thing that keeps them away. We're always asking for money. So Christmas, it seems to be really, really, the accent is on it a lot heavily. Sometimes it's masked under the fact that we're giving for those that have less and whatever. But it's still missing the point and taking so much out of what it really should be emphasizing.
Judy, I need you to stay on the line because I want to talk to you on the other side also. Ms. Parker, stay with us. Reverend Jones calling from Alexandria also. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about materialism and Christmas. Is it time to take materialism out of the Christmas celebration? We'll be